Olivia, Ali, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the program this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. It's great.
Now, Ali, you play the character Maddie. I wanted to, you know, talk a little about, you know, what was the process of developing that character?
Yeah, well, since I produced as well, I worked really early on with Olivia, which was amazing. So I kind of saw the story through its multiple iterations and got to kind of really think really early on whilst script developing with Olivia, and Olivia was writing all those drafts. Think about who Maddie was and what was driving her. And like you, Alex, I grew up in a private school that had Christianity at its center, and thinking about what that did to me, or like how that influenced me as a queer person as well. And so, yeah, it was interesting. It was kind of like a lovely opportunity to be able to play Maddie, because I, unlike Maddie, I didn't kind of question my sexuality until I was out of that environment, and it was kind of almost like an opportunity to do it all over again.
And
if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, and I noticed as well, there's this really interesting kind of dynamic about the pressures of, I mean, the HSC. I mean, you see the score, which I interpreted anyway, is the ATAR score written on the mirror. Liv, can you tell me a little bit about why you chose to portray Maddie as a school captain and also like a bit of an overachiever?
Yeah, I think it was just, if we look at it as like a sliding scale of where this, I think it just made the stakes really high that this person's supposed to achieve a very set, laid out future that, you know, she's going to get the great score. She's already a high achieving public figure within her, you know, peer cohort. And I just thought that it added this extra kind of dynamic and I guess visibility to her within the school. She's not just the person that's going to kind of be lost in the masses. She's someone that's representing the school. She's someone that's standing at the front of assemblies. And she's the type of person that's definitely on the air quote right path to success. Yeah, I just thought that would be a good way of kind of showing how when you're at the extremes, the extreme level of this kind of pressure, what that does to a person.
And there's this really kind of beautiful moment in the movie where Maddie is, you know, looking in the mirror, she's upset, she's, you know, questioning, you know, why she started, you know, doing all this. She can't remember why she's doing this. And there's this really beautiful moment where her mum comes in and there's this kind of sense of relief there. Ali, I wanted to kind of talk about that scene. What was shooting that scene like?
That scene. Yeah. I think like there were a lot of things going on in my mind at that scene. It was like, there's the technical stuff of, I need to try and cry in this scene, which, you know, you just like, okay, get the waterworks. Don't waste them in rehearsal. Like get ready to cry on cue. So that was kind of scary. But then also, I mean, Deborah, who plays my mom in the film, is such a beautiful, warm energy. And because Maddie's mom is like completely absent for the entirety of the film, I think it was a lovely moment to see, you know, especially because Deborah says a few words and it's kind of like really candid, really frank. And I loved that scene because it just shows how like genuine this mother-daughter connection is, like so stripped of like facades and fakeness, like all of the stuff that she's been piling on herself to try and be this person for her school is not there with her mom.
I remember when we were workshopping the kind of relationship that she has with her mother, there were other iterations where we see the mother a bit more, but we really wanted to make sure that she wasn't a villain in this and that she wasn't, you know, also, that she was also in Maddie's corner at the end of the day and that she was going to be supportive. But how to do that without kind of making Maddie's character go, well, this happened and then this happened and then this happened and then mum had this, like, very emotional, well, I don't care what you are as long as blah, blah, blah. Like, we didn't want that to feel corny and fake. And so it just came down to, like, having a really kind of honest moment with your mum. There wasn't a dry eye in the room that day at the end of that scene. So it was really lovely.
Yeah, I have to say it was refreshing watching a queer film where there wasn't that exact same script that it seems that almost every, you know, quote unquote supportive parent character says, where I still love you, love is love, it's fine, I've known since you were 10, because that's not everyone's truth. So, it was very refreshing. And Liv, I mean, one of the great things about, one of the things that I found really interesting about this anyway, is that you weren't just the writer of this story, you were the director as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, originally it wasn't, I wasn't actually meant, like, we didn't write this with me being the director at the start. Like, I actually wrote the teacher role for myself because Ali and I graduated from acting school together, and the kind of the point of this was to create roles for ourselves, to create, to kind of forge our own career. And so originally I was just going to act, and then as we started applying for different funding bodies, all of which we were knocked back for, it just became more and more apparent that I really wanted to direct it because I guess at the end of the day it was a story that's very close to me, and it was a really great opportunity for me to kind of step into that role, which I didn't believe I actually had any qualifications to do so. But we surrounded me with a lot of supportive people, and I'd started kind of assistant directing and directing in the theatre world, so it seemed like a next logical step for me. So I'm really glad I got that opportunity. But yes, it was definitely my debut for the role of a director in film. So that was really exciting for me, and I'm really glad that I got to do that.
Ali, you were wearing a lot of hats in this film. I mean, producer, we already mentioned that you played Maddie. You also co-wrote and performed a song in the film, and that's just a couple of things that I, as I was looking through the credits, I saw the same name popping up. I mean, what was it like being so involved in the film?
Yeah, it's been my life for the past 3 years. It's like, it's not been a small thing. I think you look at it and it's 20 minutes, which is feels really weird because there's been so many stages. I think when I started, like, basically Olivia and I graduated acting school. We went to go see this agent. We did an agent meeting at the same agency. Olivia was like, are you still around? Do you want to get a coffee? And we kind of just reflected on this weird meeting that we'd both had, and we were like, man, this sucks. Like, this industry is whack. Like, half the roles we audition for anyway end up being, like, very two-dimensional and always serve a male character. And then Olivia kind of just told me this story that she had in her head, and I kind of, without realizing, fell into being a producer that day, and it kind of happened really naturally. And it actually took Hugh Sanderson, who co-produced with me, to say, like, hey, Ali, I don't know if you realize, but you're producing this as well, so you should really start calling yourself a co-producer. And I was like, oh my god. And it was great. It gave me a lot of confidence. I mean, when you're driven to tell a story, I think sometimes you think that you have to have had all the experience in the world to make you a valid storyteller, but I think at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to tell a story and you're passionate about that story, which we definitely were, then you are those people. And, like, we got rejected from so many funding places, but we're in the Sydney Film Festival, so it's kind of like, it's one of those things, no one's going to give you the permission, you know, you might as well just free fall into it. So, yeah, it was amazing. And also singing on the project, it was amazing. Basically, we just, like, got a bunch, we're all friends, and we're all just friends supporting each other, so we supported all of our talents in the end, which I'm really proud of. Yeah.